Well, the spillover of the Syrian crisis has claimed more lives in the flashpoint northern Lebanese city of Tripoli. 10 people, including a woman, have been killed in clashes between supporters and opponents of the Syrian president Bashar al-Assad over the weekend. At least 70 people have also been wounded. Our Beirut correspondent Ali Risk sees the latest incidents as part of a larger picture. He says Saudi Arabia is losing its sphere of influence compared to regional players and is therefore trying to regain its power by resorting to violence by proxy.
Just as the bombing which targeted the Iranian embassy in Beirut, these scuffles or this confrontation, these battles which have taken place in Tripoli, are also related to the wider regional perspective and in particular to Saudi Arabia, especially when you bear in mind that Saudi Arabia has many, many what we could call pro-Saudi regime clerics inside Tripoli. We have, figures, very, very famous religious clerics who are in Tripoli and who are known to be very loyal and very aligned with the regime in Saudi Arabia. So, it can't be, I think, separated from the Saudi anger, which we've been seeing growing and growing, in particular following the latest agreement between Iran and the P5+1 over the nuclear program, in addition to the military confrontation in Syria. And we all remember what happened just a few days ago in Syria, the fighting which took place in Qalamun and in eastern Ghouta, whereby we heard reports about Saudi Arabian and Israeli cooperation in helping the armed opposition via the transit point of Jordan. So I think all of this comes within the framework of Saudi Arabia trying to make up for its losses.